and a warm welcome to the Organist Encores from me, your host, Robert Hope Jones. Before we get going with the music, I'd like to thank those listeners who took the time to write in to me after my last broadcast commenting on my Potted History episode, which was very much appreciated. For those listeners who've come back for more, I'm going upwards along a theatre organ thermometer in this show, not the kind you'd find in an organ chamber that measure actual temperatures, but the figurative sort. Starting at the bottom, in a slow simmer, we will make our way up to the sizzling top. Winter seems to have lost its way in California as it stumbles across parts of that usually sun-drenched state, leaving some regions with thick blankets of rare snowfall. Hey, there's a cue, if I'm not mistaken. Claude Thornhill's Snowfall, played there by Rob Richards on his Fusion album, employing a mix of the Senate Detroit Wurlitzer and Yamaha Electronics, with hints of a Henry Mancini arrangement there. Now, I've yet to come across anyone else to record that on pipe organ. Have you? It's getting a little chilly round here. Let's move the mercury level up a little.
Thank you.
Spring there, bursting out of the organ chambers of the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre in New York. I think Bill Floyd sounded like he couldn't wait to get the season over and done with there, and I do wonder that in 1957, when that recording was made, whether the spring in New York was rather icy. Now, before I move on, I know of at least two friends in the UK who celebrate spring birthdays, David Sheppard and John Leeming, and I also know that John is partial to a little bit of Bill Floyd himself, so happy belated birthday, boys. Here in Hong Kong, it's still a little chilly by seasonal standards, but the rainy season is just around the corner. However, I'm not one to complain, though, because 40 degrees Celsius plus temperatures and 100% humidity will soon be upon us. Before that occurs, though, the temperature goes up ever so slightly as subtropical breezes brush the islands, hinting at the arrival of summer. Dickinson Kimball there, shimmering away under the baton of Richard Hills with a very orchestrally sensitive arrangement of Reginald King's Summer Breezes. Here in the subtropics, those lovely warm breezes soon turn to stifling still air as the heat and humidity weigh heavily on anyone who dares to wander outside. Let's leave it to Henry Mancini to paint the scene.
Like a cool drink waiting, she sat with slow fire in her eyes, just waiting. Some days it's too warm to
Henry Mancini's Slow Hot Wind there, given the Mark Denham treatment with his fine vocal pipes, accompanied by the talented Tony Thomas on Allen Digital Organ. Mark told me that his voice wasn't mic'd during that recording session. He certainly held his own with that wide dynamic range coming through very clearly indeed. Ooh, I'm looking at the temperature gauge, which has risen considerably, and, according to the barometer, a storm is brewing. Dudley Savage bringing the ABC Plymouth Compton safely through a well-measured Devonshire storm with Strauss's Thunder and Lightning Polka. Looking at archival weather reports for the UK in 1933, it was reported to have been abnormally hot and dry during summer and autumn, and while barbecue culture had yet to take hold of British culture back then, a certain Sidney was torching a sausage or two on the Christie organ over at the Regal Marble Arch.
Thank you.
goodness, that hot dog was burnt mercilessly to a crisp by Sydney Torch up on the chamber grills of what was then Europe's largest unit organ. Now, if I'd been alive in 1933, I don't think I'd have been inviting Sydney over to my barbecues. If you want to test your thermometer's upper regions, Arizona's the place to go, not only for the climate, but the music. To give our Mercury one last push to the top, I'm calling on Walt Stroney, who, according to his Facebook feed recently, has been dealing with deep California snow. Rewinding back to 1985, though, Walt could be found serving up some very refined music for the patrons of the Organ Stop Pizza restaurant in Mesa, Arizona. This next number comes from a cassette issue and was tricky to track down. Luckily, though, for me, John Leeming located a copy in Simon Gledhill's collection. John also had a version he'd recorded during Walt's 1983 concert at the Castro Theatre. While the Castro was as hot as they got tonally, I thought if we're really going to push the thermometer, we'd better have a close mic'd recording for a hotter, raunchier sound. Also, those nearby pizza ovens might just add an extra bit of heat in the mixture. Le Jazz Hot, from the 1982 musical film Victor Victoria, given the Stroney treatment, brings us to the top of the temperature gauge and the end of this show. Well, our theatre organ thermometer needs time now to recover from all that vertical excitement, but whatever the weather is doing where you are now, I hope you're safe and well. It's been a real pleasure to sit here and share this time with you and some rather fine music. Until next time, cheerio.